Well, good afternoon, everyone. Kurt Everson here at SDBA headquarters with my report for week number 8 of the 2019 legislative session. My first bill this week is House Bill 1022, dealing with indemnification provisions in state contracts. Introduced on behalf of the South Dakota Bureau of Administration, the primary intent of this measure is to impose strict limits on the ability of state agencies to enter into contracts that provide indemnification for private contractors for any reason. The state treasurer routinely bids and enters into a multi-year master banking services agreement with a South Dakota bank. In the current era of electronic banking, that contract necessarily indemnifies the bank for potential losses associated with ACH transactions initiated by employees of the state treasurer. SDBA worked with parties of interest, including the treasurer, the State Investment Council, and the Bureau of Administration, on amendments to HB 1022 that would continue to allow indemnification provisions in contracts with banks regarding the establishment and maintenance of accounts for the provision of payment processing. The amended version of HB 1022 was approved on Tuesday by a unanimous vote of the members of the Senate Commerce Committee. Next bill is HB 1050, and it deals with the possession and use of scanners and re-encoders to acquire payment card information without authorization. Representative Hugh Bartles from Watertown, bill to update criminal statutes dealing with information stored on payment cards, gained approval in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. Final legislative action on HB 1050 will occur next week. House Bill 1173 deals with the subject of guns in trunks. On Monday afternoon, the full House of Representatives dealt with this measure that pits the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms against the rights of private property owners to control what is allowed or not allowed within the exterior boundaries of their property. After a lengthy and spirited debate, HB 1173 was defeated when a do-pass motion failed by a narrow margin of 32 votes in favor and 36 against. House Bill 1084 deals with the subject of taxation of affordable housing structures. As approved by the House of Representatives on Monday afternoon, HB 1084 aims to incent the construction of affordable multifamily housing structures. For purposes of taxation, Section 1 of the bill defines new affordable housing structures as a structure that contains four or more units, and the rental rate of those units will be at or below 60% of the median income figure being used by the South Dakota Housing Development Authority. Rents would be required to remain at or below that level for a minimum of 10 years following the date of first occupancy. Similar to new industrial, ag, or commercial structures, the second section of HB 1084 allows a county commission to apply a discretionary taxation formula to these new multifamily affordable housing structures. County commissions would be allowed to apply the discretionary formula for a maximum of 5 years. My last bill for the week is House Bill 1272, dealing with the subject of remote notarization. Originally introduced as a 9-page bill to provide for electronic and remote notarization of documents, HB 1272 raised concern among local registers of deeds, members of the statewide e-recording commission, and officials working in the land title plant industry. A heavily amended version of HB 1272 aimed at enabling remote notarization using communication technology like FaceTime, passed the full House of Representatives on Monday without objection. On Thursday morning, HB 1272 was approved by the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Well, that's it for this week. As always, please get a hold of me anytime you have any questions or concerns. Have a great weekend, everybody.